Right on, right on. Welcome to Full Spectrum Cycling, show number 44.
44.
I pushed the button.
I pushed the button.
The button has been pushed.
I also have a new backup.
Red means go.
I have a new backup thing over here.
And we're on air.
Just in case. So this is even better than the backup we had last week.
You got to get a light-up sign that says on air.
When,
Right.
Put it out in the front window. People
pretty sure that's why that thing's red. Because it's supposed to be outside the room to keep you from coming in when they're recording.
Well, we want people to come in, though.
Instead of green, it's go. So maybe I can reprogram the light to be green when it's on. But then I would have remembered that
it's red. And
it's red, and
we'll
now
go another 3 weeks
backwards.
Without you pressing a record.
Right? Well, anyways. It's recording on the computer as well. So
computator.
And a third backup is on our call-in studio call-in line.
Web interface.
Redundancy.
Which is what you all had to listen to last week, and apparently somebody complained.
Uh-oh.
I just hope that the content of the show was good, because Russell was a great guest.
He was a great guest.
Great guest. Wish we could have heard his dulcet having been at college radio tones.
Yes.
He'll be back.
We'll have a PBR waiting for him.
I think he really enjoyed being on the show.
I think he had fun. And we didn't punch each other for the first time since it's been a long time.
Well, you got that going for you.
Well, no, we didn't. Or he just forgot.
It was talked about in advance of his showing up.
I know.
So, Sven here. JK's back over there from across the big pond.
Hello, hello.
And, of course,
festooned.
Yeah.
With my piracy.
That goes with the new earring. Calls.
Yeah. Incidental wardrobe.
Incidental pirating. And Mr. Tony Berger, of course, across the table.
Hello.
Tony was Mr. Electric Bike yesterday.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm excited to try it. I want to compare it to the bike we had that we loaned from Josh. That's certainly a bigger wheel. Not that that means anything at all. Bigger hub, I should say. The wheel's the same size.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it exactly. Crystallite, I think.
Crystallite.
It's a big thing.
Crystallite?
They call it the UFO.
It almost looks big enough like it would have batteries contained in it.
Yeah, you would think.
Like the Copenhagen or something like that.
Got to give one of those a go.
Hopefully that means it's going to have a lot of longevity
there's no moving parts in there really, except for the bearings, right?
Right.
So
and they're rebuildable, if that's a word.
Yeah. So we'll have pictures of that thing next week, maybe. Hopefully,
I think so.
Big project. Hope we get the contract to do those electric bikes. We should do an electric fat bike too, even though we already have one, but we didn't do it.
As long as we don't call it the baby maker.
That's the zinger of the week, folks.
It is.
What's the timestamp on that one? I was waiting to see how long since the button got pushed.
4 minutes.
All righty.
so have you got people now on the baby maker?
Yes.
Fun train?
Yes, it's very entertaining that whenever I post now, when I see this ridiculous baby maker bike on the Facebooks, that I have to comment worst period bike period name period ever. And now people are following suit with I want to talk to who came up with that name.
What am I?
Yeah, exactly. It's just, and now they've already moved on to another bike they're featuring. Whoever this company is has a budget for marketing the size of Cleveland. And they're probably just importing crappy Chinese bikes. Not that all. I'm sorry. I'm getting on my high horse. I'm done.
Whoa.
Getting off that high horse.
There's an awful lot of interesting stuff going on. Dahan's coming out with a couple of folding
Those
bikes.
Look beautiful.
Should see them at CABDA in a couple of weeks.
Nice.
If you can get off and go.
If you look at the Grin page, they have a pretty great video of a guy who takes the ticket. No, it's the really small Bike Friday bike, and they put an e-assist, and then they have their, instead of lithium-ion batteries, they call them LIGO batteries.
LIGO.
Which are pretty cool idea. They're not cheap, but it's a neat idea for you to be able to travel with your electric bike.
Yeah, I don't think they're that much more than a regular battery.
You need a bunch.
Well, you need it like four.
Four.
And they're $140 a piece.
That's not bad.
So you're pretty much where
what
you are.
I haven't watched the video on is, can you charge them all together?
It'd
be kind of a pain in the butt if you had to charge each one individually.
No, I think you can charge them as a pack.
As a pack, that's what I thought.
Pretty sure. The whole deal about them is they're 98 watt hours instead of 100, which is just below the threshold for what you can take on a commercial flight or something to that
effect. I'm pretty sure it is a ticket, the Bike Friday little tiny folder that comes in a suitcase, then turns into a trailer.
Right.
And they rip it through Costa Rica. The guy does it for like a week in Costa Rica. He's got some great video footage of him just like darting through traffic and stuff because it's all so slow there.
Yeah, I like the fold up, that style bike.
I do.
And an electrified one seems like it'd be something that would be
a great city bike.
Fun to have for the city.
Yep.
I was also looking at, I don't know why they keep coming up in my news feeds or on the web when I'm looking at it, but mini velos.
Mm.
You know, sort of
those road, are really cool.
Road bike looking things with
small tires,
20-inch wheels on them. And there has just seems to have been a spate of them. I don't know who I keep coming across. I'll have to remember for next show, but
I
want to build one up because they look so cool.
I saw one in real life and it literally blew my doors. I'm like, what is this? This is so cool.
Can you make one with like a 20-inch fat bike wheel?
Why not?
Mini Velo fat mini version.
Fat mini Velo.
Fat mini Velo. I don't know. They're pretty cool. So, what happened? We got snow. Did we get snow since last time?
We got snow since last time.
Yes.
We got buried. Well, six, 7 inches.
I went out to on Sunday and Tuesday. I went to Pleasant Valley and rode the Groomed Trails.
How are they?
They're good. They're really good. They're about, I'm going to say, 18 inches wide, maybe. They're using the Snow Dog Groomer, which they're also doing at Manuka Park. But Grafton is not that far, and I had to go out to the car dealer out that way anyway to get some maintenance done on the vehicle. So I said, well, since I was already there on Sunday, and I know it's good, I'm going to bring my bike again.
Nice.
Yeah.
How does that, when it's groomed like that, how much different is it riding on, you know, riding fat? Do you lower your pressure less?
That trail, they're recommending 5 pounds. That's about what I went with, give or take. I do the hand test. Okay. And if you went off the edge of the trail, you didn't go further. So, or you did, but you might be squirming around a little bit. So, I think they probably got 8 inches, and the grooming makes it very, very rideable.
Nice.
It was really cool. And I don't know, there's probably 5 miles of trails out there, four and a half. It's not very long, but they are mountain bike trails in the summer too. So
nice. Very cool.
JK.
Ahoy.
Would you like to do a report? Have you studied in Europe for your return on the radio?
I did not have time. It was just whirlwind. I mean, there was like one night, I think, where actually just kind of kicked back and relaxed, listened to some jazz.
Otherwise,
it was like going from one place to the other place or preparing to go to someplace else. And
yeah, you were in...
It was...
Spain? Were you in Spain when you called in last week?
Yes, in Seville.
It must have been late because...
Yeah,
there was some people yelling in the background. Yeah. I had to do a little bit of...
It was about 2 a.m.
Cutting out people from blathering too much.
Yeah, it was like about 2 or 3 a.m. And wow, yeah. And that was the night of mayhem.
You guys almost find your Airbnb or something?
Yeah, right? I got kicked out of it. Or not, well, not really. Like... We missed the check-in time, but we couldn't contact the guy to let him know we'll be late. And he ended up leaving the keys at a restaurant around the corner all was well. But, I mean, just to try to figure that out, we, like, you know, wrangled a local and had him call and talk to him. So worked that out.
You found a local that spoke English?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. It worked out well. That's not easy to do. Yeah. And walked us and located our Airbnb.
Nice.
All that stuff. Offered him a little cash because he was being, you know, lifesaver shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so insulted. Okay, let's take you out for a beer. And I ended up getting him shit-faced.
Nice.
It was like,
did you? It was a little hard to understand a couple of things with the half a world away thing, but I don't know. Did you say you were at a Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah, that's where we found it.
Okay.
I hit a Dirty Ron in Lisbon. Just because it was the only thing open in this food court. I'm like, okay.
Is some that things are McDonald's?
Damp. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
30 rounds.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah. But yeah, it was just whirlwind. It was like 12 hours, or the flight was to London, hung out there for 12 hours. But enough. That's enough. That's totally enough London I need.
Yep.
You know, whatever. Then down to Lisbon. couple days there, bus, 12-hour bus ride to Algeciras.
Ooh.
And then a little mini bus ride to Tarifa, a ferry across to Morocco, Tangier for a couple days, ferry on back, go up to Seville for a couple, or one day.
The Barber of Seville?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't we say Seville?
I don't know. I mean, okay, here I'll say Seville and Lisbon. And
there it is.
But Seville. It's Lisboa and Seville. And,
oh. Yeah, I guess it's, things their, of that it's nature. Their city.
Tangier,
yeah,
say it over Tangiers there. Hell they is want. Tanger. You know, all these little quirky things. And then back to Lisbon for another day. And then back
what,
here.
What was your favorite drink?
Oh, it was a... Oh, I have it. I actually just took a picture of the damn drink menu.
I need to go up.
It was at the George. And that's actually where...
Hey, I guess we might as well.
Probably cut right into that.
Tie in.
Tie in.
Top of the hill, folks.
And yes, top of the fucking hill. Oh my God. Yeah. Hills everywhere. Yeah,
it's not flat there.
No. Seville? Yes. And it was such a nice break. It's like, wow, there's nothing going on. But yes, at the George in Lisbon, I was greeted to a very cool looking tapper that said Brew Dog Punk IPA. And I'm like, you know, I'm just going to have to try.
The name
that.
Alone says drink.
Yeah, exactly.
It does. You know, like, I'm there.
I didn't really need, I really wasn't in the mood for a beer, but you got me. The marketing got me.
Hey, wait. I'm having a hard time. You're not in the mood for a beer. What does that feel like? Because that's never been me.
I don't know.
That has never happened.
I was kind of crushing a like a wine diet, pretty much. A wine / occasional mixed drink type thing.
So that you found this in Lisbon?
Yes, at the George, a British pub and restaurant in the zone.
Which is kind of weird because...
What is that? That's weird.
That's somebody's thumping in the place next door.
Oh, I thought that was my upstairs neighbor somehow.
Oh, no.
So I'm like, really?
So this is... actually from here though.
Yes. You want to talk. Yeah. And yeah, this beer is doing like a whirlwind themselves.
So you were drinking a domestic beer imported into Lisbon.
Yes.
So it's actually made in Ohio, folks. And yeah. Apparently the fact that it can get all the way over there means it must be somewhat available.
It started off in Scotland, and then they, I guess, moved to Ohio.
Okay.
And started brewing there and distributing from there. And and then I stopped in
Well, it's because it's Otto's. From Canal Winchester, Ohio. I mean, that's just like Scotland.
So it says it's a postmodern classic India pale ale, but they also, somewhere else, were calling it an English.
Yeah, a modern British style IPA was in the box.
Quintessential Empire with an anarchist twist.
Yeah. Quintessential.
It's their flagship beer.
It is tasty, folks.
It's not bad at all. I would highly, if you see this in the stores, it's definitely worth
it's blue.
A six pack.
It's got a dog.
It's blue. It's got a dog.
It's Brew Dog.
Yeah. It's over at Otto's here on
Otto's.
I got
to get you blocked.
5.6% on the old ABV level there.
Who is it? Just got out of the shower. I just have to wee wee.
It's the plumber. I've come to fix the sink.
That's why they call me. I'm professional.
Sounds like the beginning of a porn flick.
Exactly. I'm thinking of Carl Hungus.
Oh, yeah. Carl Hungus.
Oh, yeah. I got to find that damn drink. But it was like a Jameson. It was like a Jameson lemonade and some other stuff in there.
It was refreshing.
Refreshing and potent.
Nice.
Made friendly with a couple of the bartenders. It worked out nicely. All right, here, grease the wheels. Yeah. And you can smoke indoors everywhere. Yeah. It's insanity. Yeah. Yeah.
How many expats did you run into over there?
Personally, I don't think any. Huh. I heard there's kept like my full mouth shut.
I forget what the number is. 9 or 11 million Americans live outside of America.
The kids ran into they went clubbing and crap like that. Right. So they ran into like a shitload from Minnesota and Joise and Austin, Texas.
I like that I saw your picture. I think you were in Lisbon still, and you had your River West 24 t-shirt on.
Yeah, the I Love Bijou.
And then, like, literally, like, the next feed in the Facebooks for me is Gil in Africa, where he finds someone wearing a freaking David Gruber shirt.
That was brilliant. Like, I know. I saw that, too.
I mean, everybody, every major city in America has a version of David Gruber, but his name's not David Gruber in Vegas. I forget what it is, but it's
really
anybody that's the one call. It's that's him. All. Almost every city I've seen billboards all over with that on it.
Yeah,
so they have the same basic.
You seen him? In real
maybe
life
they have
ever?
The same basic ad agency. Yeah, he's a scrawny little guy.
He's tall and really skinny, and he looks like Skeletor.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, good God, dude. I saw him at, you know what, you want to...
He's a lawyer, folks, okay, so I thought he looked like a weasel more.
But. I know we've talked about how one of the greatest restaurants in all of greater Milwaukee, maybe beyond, is, of course, the Swingin' Door. I'm just going to let you know, I still had a fabulous meal, and I was next to David Gruber.
Oh, very good. Did you say hi, Dave?
Hell no, I didn't.
But
Yamato, so
Gil's another buddy of ours that was in Senegal at the same time JK was in over there, and I just thought, well, from Morocco it's only about 1500 kilometers to Senegal, so you could just go visit Gil,
right?
You know, because I had to
dig like a day.
Well, I looked at the map to make sure I knew where it was, and Senegal's like the westernmost point on the continent, and it just seemed like it would be a great place to go fat biking because I saw lots of beaches there.
Ah.
And if you got Gil's dad and his business partner over there goofing around, maybe, you know, they'll hook us up or something.
Right on.
Anybody from Senegal, let us know what fat bikes are like over there.
Yeah. Or if we need to sell you one.
Yeah. I don't know about shipping out of the continent. I'm not shipping off this continent.
Ah, I found the drink.
Unless I'm going over there with it to there deliver it by hand.
Yeah. Now you're cooking.
It's George Goes Irish on Lemonade is the name of it.
Okay.
What does going Irish on something actually mean?
I don't know.
Like whooping its ass?
I don't know. But
puking?
It made me laugh. Jameson Caskmates IPA edition, orange liqueur, lemon juice, homemade lemon lime soda, and a little bit of beer.
So the Caskmates is a version of a whiskey?
Yeah. It's like, they...
That sounds delicious, actually.
I'm
not a big JMO guy, but I'd try that.
No, I can't. The JMO, I don't know.
That's what it looked like.
Well, something's happened to Jameson's, if you ask me. It's just not what it used to be, that's
right.
All. Like many, many good whiskeys that have become popular, it's not what it used to be. So I just default to Old Crow, that's all.
That used to be.
I like Old Crow.
There's nothing wrong with Old Crow. At this point, anytime I see it somewhere... the temptation is there
for the Crow.
Yeah. I mean, it's nostalgic.
Well, our local pubbery used to have it for a buck a shot.
Oh my God, that was
great.
And
now it's $2.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you're gonna go broke on that.
Yeah, that's you get Pabst Tall Boy.
I'm not drinking whiskey for this week, at least.
No, there you go.
I'm on the only beer only plan for a little while.
I've been on that for a long time.
Yeah,
you know, whiskey and me makes for a bad day after, because I like it so much.
Yeah, you gotta.
Sweet tooth.
It tastes like mommy's kisses.
Yep. Yeah, I know. When I was picking up this beer, I
want a whiskey.
I'm staring at all those like remainder of those gift set things that are on sale and whatever, and I'm like, all right, let me just take a look at these, and if there is a good whiskey in here, I'll get the little, you know, souvenir glassware or whatever. Just as an excuse to
get a
Tully.
I got an email today to the Everyday Cycles email store email address. I think I'm being stalked by your niece.
Nice.
Yeah, Jody wants to be connect on Alignable, which I'm not really totally familiar with yet. It's sort of like a LinkedIn for businesses, though, I think, more than for individuals. It's like, oh, you're a bike shop and you're my friend on Alignable. I think I'll refer people to you because we're buddies on Alignable. Roadrunner Bags was the first one that got me on it, and I'm just not sure how useful it is yet. So anybody knows anything about Alignable, let me know. And Jody's
obviously, she's not on any other social media.
Stalking me, I'm telling you what.
She's not social.
Yeah.
But she did drag me to Oscars on Sunday, let me tell you. It's well worth the drag. I think I left my sunglasses there, and it might have been a reason for me just to have to go back and
darn it. Hey, exactly. You got my sunglasses? I'll be back.
Yeah.
You might just
they had a really good IPA there, and I'm not going to remember the name. It was a Deschutes, and it was really good, like flagged down or it was.
I have had something that. Yeah, recently of Deschutes.
It was really good. Very, very fruity. And
freshly squeezed, I think.
And fresh squeezed is a great one, too. Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah, he's got like, I don't know, 35 or 38 taps in there now or something.
Oh, my God. It was, and, you know, of course. And she takes her boyfriend for the first time to a burger joint. And what does he do? He orders the wings.
What a boob.
Yeah, a Canadian boob. But you know what? He does. They do have killer wings, too, so hey, I totally understand. True.
They make good stuff.
Yeah, they, you know, anything. They're another great restaurant in Milwaukee with great staff, and Oscar's a great dude all the way around. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Speaking of good stuff, lots of events this next weekend or two or five.
Coming up.
Kind of like the next, I don't know, 5 weeks. Lots of stuff. This is the height of the fat bike season right now.
Yeah. You know, it's a fad, right?
Fad. So the one that's on Saturday in Madison, Legs and Liver Giver, that one's got my attention.
Is that Burger's event?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, your brother.
No relation.
It's got my attention. More so the Frosty Hog here in Milwaukee on Sunday because it's a nice day, 26th.
Well, if you go to Legs and Liver Giver, let me know because then Donna can get me that belt drive bike I gave her back and you can bring that back for me.
That track?
Yeah.
The district?
The Soho.
Soho.
Prototype.
Why does she have it?
I sold it to her and she never paid me.
Ah. Donna.
Donna, if you're listening to me.
Oh, wait. How does it? Oh, Donna.
Oh, Donna. Oh, Donna. Isn't that Richie Valens?
Yeah, I think it is. But I gave it to her studded tires and it doesn't have the studs on anymore, which I'm okay with because I think it'll be fun and I can always get studded tires.
So is Jody's boyfriend from Manitoba, eh?
No, he's from Quebec.
If he's from Manitoba, he could go to the Frozen Fat Fondo Fest there.
He's a roadie.
On the 25th. Who's in Quebec is RSD, though.
Oh, yeah, true.
They make some kick-ass bikes out of there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a roadie that did the race across Wisconsin, ride across Wisconsin in one day, though, the 225. That's pretty kicking.
One of those guys?
And he's like 58 years old.
Wow. I don't know if I could go nonstop.
I wouldn't want
to. I'm pretty sure I couldn't. And because they're,
well,
because
someone's going to eventually say beer.
Right. You're going to miss all the bars on the way across the state. Yeah. I mean, there's no shortage of bars in this state. And why not stop at least a few of them on your bike ride? So, and
what
then.
What else is going on? Yeah.
I don't know, later, so not this week, but the 1st of February is the Knickerbocker Fat Bike Ride in Lake Mills, which is hosted by the Hub Cafe and Pub.
Ooh, that's good, but it's also Mittenfest.
Mittenfest. Yeah. Do tell.
Mittenfest down in the Bay Views area.
With mittens?
It's a number of local bands, as well as a there's food trucks, and then also some donations for Hunger Task Force, and
I've seen kittens named Mittens before.
Yeah.
Kittens.
When is that?
With mittens.
February 1st.
Okay.
And then the weather. And then the Brew District Festival is the 15th of February, which is a new event that's going to be outside Best Place, which should be a go-to because there's going to be some great bands playing there.
Should be a go-to. Is it right on the street there?
I believe so.
Oh, that'd be sweet.
Yeah.
It's
like four bars are going to have live music, and they're all within like 3 blocks of each other. So,
There you go. And that's up in that Pabst tap room.
Yeah, I got to have a show there. For those of you that aren't from Milwaukee listening to us, just look up Best Place and enlarge the map and just see how gorgeous that area
is.
It's been there since 1848.
Yeah.
It's when Captain Frederick Pabst
built the building. It is a main reason to go to that area.
Absolutely.
That
and the tap room is being rebranded.
Oh, is it?
Captain Pabst.
Sail Loft or something. Not Sail Loft, but something like Seabiscuit or something. I can't remember the name.
These are all Kentucky Derby contenders.
I know. I went down a little rabbit hole there.
Later in the month, there's stuff like the Lake McBride Fat Tire Classic in Iowa, the 15th, Bike Across the Bay in Washburn.
Huh.
I put Blizzaks on the van this week, so. Nice. If I do go way up there and there's a ton of snow, I got the right tires on the vehicle for the job. It's a lot like putting studs on your fat bike almost.
People that don't that believe in an all season radial are people I don't really want to talk to.
I had brand newish all season tires on there because I like them in the rain.
Yeah, they're fine.
And night and day difference.
As soon as it gets icy and snowy, yeah they're our little forgive me, Molly, shitbox XB. The difference with all seasons versus like a really nice. I'm an elitist. I have Hakkapeliitta RSIs on it right now.
And who wouldn't have Hakkapeliittas, you know, if they could find them and get them in the size that fits your van?
Well, I just need 13-inch wheels like me.
Yeah, my rotors wouldn't even clear the 13-inch rotors.
Mine barely do. But boy, I think climbs, like, it's amazing. That's why we're going to digress one more time because we're talking about snow tires. But a commercial that's driving me nuts right now is the Toyota commercial saying that it's better at climbing a hill than the Honda CR-V. And I'm like, it's not what's getting you up that hill, man. It's the tires.
Maybe it's got some sort of intelligent AI that's out there with little
spikies,
like shit. Little people with shovels in front of the car and throwing traction under the tires or something.
Yeah, I don't know. Every time I see a commercial, I cringe.
Speaking of AI, I need another beer.
I would like another beer too.
The tap room is going to be rebranded as Captain Pabst's Pilot House.
There you go.
And launches a new IPA.
Yeah, I sent Greg the message last week. They're coming out with an IPA.
Seabird IPA.
I was Seabird. Not you were there. Seabiscuit, Seabird. Yeah. Tap room.
Seaburger.
I guess.
Was Captain Fred actually on a boat at some point? Is that why he's a captain?
Yeah, and I guess he had some issue when he landed on the shores of Whitefish Bay and said, screw this seafaring shit. I'm going to open a brewery. That's the J.K. Cliff Notebook.
They were responsible in part for making Whitefish Bay a... like amusement park day trip kind of thing from
downtown.
I guess back in the 1848s, before bicycles and whatnot, it would take a half a day to get up there and
by horse,
right? By horse and or buggy
this JK, did you by chance listen to Squid today?
Part of it.
Did I understand that Wahlburgers is going to have a WMSC burger, and that's why Mark Wahlberg is doing a plug for WMSE right now on the
I didn't catch that part.
WMSE.org is the best radio station and or website to listen to said station on in the entire history of the world.
Especially.
And if they get a Wahlburger.
Noon to 3, Thursdays, the Von Munn's Vinyl Variety.
Indeed.
Quite possibly the greatest 3 hours of music every week ever.
That was, I had that shirt overseas as well, and our little guide in Seville, he loved, he had a fascination with serial killers and cannibal killers and being for, you know,
that'd
hey,
be a great
hey, we got Dahmer, we have Ed Gein. So we had a lot to talk about, and I had the t-shirt, the glow-in-the-dark fan club one. So he was a little bit taken aback.
Did you swap shirts with him?
No, but he just kept saying, just please do not eat me. It was just awesome.
The Cannibal Killers. It's probably a bad name already, right?
I'm sure
it's not, it certainly should be.
I got to find that t-shirt or that sweatshirt I had. It was with the Wisconsin silhouette, Wisconsin home of Cap.
I've seen you wear it.
Yeah, Cannibal Killers and Happy Days. Yeah. It's like, well, somebody stole it at some point.
Probably ought to mention that we have a call-in number if people want to call in at some point.
Ah, yes.
717-727-2453.
That spells bike.
Yeah.
Bike.
We like bikes.
Bikes are things. And if you call us on that line, we'll actually talk about bikes, too, unless you don't talk about something else. I don't care.
Well, we can talk whatever you want to talk about. But,
right? We're here for your half hour or longer.
Was hearing Sleater-Kinney.
Sleater-Kinney, Letterkenny. I'll talk about either one of those. It's great.
Like, I'm like, what?
They might be Giants coming up soon. Kind of stoked. Speaking of WMSC, I won tickets to see Gold CD release party. Release party. That's going to be a fun one.
They're a Milwaukee band, right?
They're a Milwaukee band.
Now big.
Turner.
Speaking of, we're on that subject. I mean, also, if you're in Milwaukee and you want to see the one of the best venues for a live show, Turner Hall's got some of the best acoustics you'll ever see here. Can't see acoustics, but you
can't
hear.
See them.
Can't see them. They're invisible.
Unless there's so much smoke in the air there from the ganja.
Yeah, that could happen. That could happen.
Must be a lot of people in there with glaucoma.
I'm certain that's what it is. Coming up from Illinois.
So, CABDA, February 12th and 13th.
Where'd that?
That's our show, our dealer show. Yeah, it's in Chicago, but on the outskirts. So what is the 12th and 13th? It's probably in the middle of the week sometime.
It probably is.
12th, 13th yeah, is Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday. We should go down there on Thursday.
This is February you're talking about, right?
February, yeah. Then we'll have stuff to talk about because that's kind of the new Interbike.
I'll go there with you. Just remind me so I take off.
Yeah, I'll send you a link to make sure you're registered.
Yeah.
Got to be registered.
Love to walk
it's
around.
It's not a public show.
Oh, shit. So well, that's even better.
We're more important than the public at that particular show.
Moment in time.
Not any other time, but that time.
Is it on the north side of Chicago, so it's even easier?
You know what? That's a good question. It used to be at Pheasant Run, but I don't think it's there anymore. So.
Cool. We shall see what we shall see.
What does this thing say? Let's free see. Registration. Over 500 brands. Blah, blah, blah. Does not say. They had their West Coast version just a few, last weekend maybe. In San Diego.
The fastest drawing bike show in North America.
Yeah, well, it's, I think, the only all bicycle. Well, you got NABS, the hand-built bike show, but that's a little different animal than this, which is mostly for dealers who...
You know, this is
pawn their wares off on our unsuspecting.
This is clearly a fad too, because you'll notice they have a fat bike in the picture.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Clearly a fad.
Ooh,
it's probably from 10 years ago.
Free keynote breakfast.
All right then.
Yeah. Speaking of Illinois, Northern Illinois, at the end of February, David Allen Coe in Libertyville at the Impact Fuel Room.
Oh.
I might have to be.
David Allen Coe's pretty high.
I'm telling you, Monkey David Wine. Every time. Monkey David Wine. Wow.
Well, that beautiful listener was JK.
All right.
General admission, $30.
Anybody got final thoughts? Final thoughts?
Don't name your bike Baby Maker. Jesus Christ, what are you thinking? How drunk are you to finally decide that you want to name your bike Baby Maker?
Right on. Hey, whether it's snowed or it hasn't where you are, you should probably go ride your bike too.
Yeah, it's going to snow again for 5 days here. You should be hippier riding with us.
Woo! Snow.
Snow.
One of these days I can get back on my bike.
You'll be fine.
One day at a time. I got a little bicep issue.
Oh, that's so, still it's still paining you.
And my thumbs. And my thumb.
That's your yellow thumb.
My shawarma.
Your shawarma thumb.
Yeah, but.
In case you didn't know, listeners, shawarma and antifreeze smell a lot alike when they're on.
It's the JK's mixture of thumb. Turmeric and shawarma.
Yeah, I think so.
Charlie! It smells kind of like antifreeze. He smelled my thumb!
All right. Next time, peoples.
Later.
Push the green button.